Thank you. Yeah. Listening to All Things Cage at Waveform's WGXC 90.7 FM Radio for Open Ears. I'm your host, Laura Kuhn, director of the John Cage Trust, and we've been listening to an excerpt from the very first performance of John Cage's Music Circus, which took place on November 17, 1967, in the Livestock Pavilion at the University of Illinois, Champaign-Urbana. For this first realization, Cage brought together a variety of friends, musicians and composers to be sure, but also filmmakers, dancers, and poets, into one large open space, casting their disparate performances into a non-hierarchical, chance-inflected program that lasted 5 hours, from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. As in any music circus, multiplicity and simultaneity were key. This was to be a happy, chaotic event with lavish light and visual projections, the audience moving freely about. Cage didn't restrict what might be played, and no performers or performances were privileged over any others. As he put it, in a music circus, you have the right to bring together all kinds of music, since we're no longer worried about what there is to be heard. It's no longer a question of aesthetics. Art should introduce us to life. Cage was a benign anarchist, particularly concerned that the production and experience of music be open and democratic. Despite the pervasive multiplicity and simultaneity of sounds, each individual performer in a music circus maintains striking autonomy, and at any given moment can be the legitimate focus of honor and attention. We've seen realizations of Cage's Music Circus all over the world: San Francisco, Chicago, Melbourne, New York City, Glasgow, Porto Alegre, Los Angeles, Turin, Cologne, Seattle, London, Paris, innumerable other cities. And while the decisive ideas behind the form such events take hold fast from one realization to another, Each has been, in what is now a 60-year history, extremely varied in its content, ranging from exclusively works by John Cage, works drawn from delineated periods of historical time, thematically related works, works by other composers, and so on. In 2017, the John Cage Trust staged a unique version that involved in equal measure both musicians and dancers at Bard College's Spiegel Tent, adding Annandale on Hudson, New York, to the ever-growing list of host cities. Earlier that same year, the John Cage Trust assisted Culture Liverpool with its production at the Aintree Racecourse, home of the annual Grand National Steeplechase, of Mr. Kite's Music Circus, which brought into a largely outdoor grand collage only songs by the Beatles in an event that celebrated both the 50th anniversary of Cage's original Music Circus and the 50-year anniversary of the Beatles' still-beloved album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. The concept of the circus was important to Cage, and it was at the heart of his creation of his only composition for museum, Roly Holy Over, A Circus, a commission from the Museum of Contemporary Art in Los Angeles, created in collaboration with curator Julie Lazar, and presented at MoCA from September 12 through November 28, 1993. Following its presentation in Los Angeles, Roly Holy Over, A Circus toured to four other venues through 1995, the Menil Collection in Houston, the Guggenheim Museum Soho in New York City, Art Tower Mito in Japan, and the Philadelphia Museum of Art. All aspects of the composition incorporated methodologies of indeterminacy to create a work without one focus or center, thus remaining faithful to Cage's ideas and composing strategies since his first Music Circus in 1967. The word Roly Holy Over is from Finnegan's Wake by James Joyce, suggesting revolution and dynamic movement, which perfectly describes the compositional motif of the circus of the title, since many events happen simultaneously. Fittingly, this circus had several parts or movements, each utilizing the disciplinary process of chance operations that Cage employed in the composition of his work through his use of a computerized I Ching Chinese Book of Changes program. Curator Julie Lazar has written and spoken much about Roly Holy Over, A Circus, describing the defining characteristics of each of its movements. As she explains, for example, the Museum Circle movement occupied one gallery with a display of artworks from the permanent collections of cooperating local museums, including fine art, natural history, science, and other more specialized institutions. A chance operations procedure was performed to select one work offered by each lender. Placed in conjunction with one another by chance, these diverse works encouraged visitors to ponder new relationships and ideas, and thus illustrated Cage's interest in the interpenetration of information. The Museum Circle Gallery was also furnished with chairs, chess tables, rocks, and plants, and was illuminated by the changing light of day, as well as by cabinets filled with reference books by and about Cage, his interests, and about the work of his contemporaries. On view in another gallery, a selection of Cage's own graphic works created at Crown Point Press in California and at the Miles C. Horton Senior Research Center in Mountain Lake, Virginia, including prints and watercolors and a selection of his musical scores, followed by a chance-derived installation plan recommended by Cage. In the main gallery, a chance-determined score determined the periods of display and points of placement of approximately 150 works by more than 50 artists important to Cage, including Dove Bradshaw, Joseph Cornell, Merce Cunningham, Marcel Duchamp, Morris Graves, Jasper Johns, Louise Nevelson, Robert Rauschenberg, Robert Ryman, Fanny Scherning, Mark Toby, and Cy Twombly. The artworks were located on both movable and fixed walls, and the gallery was reconfigured throughout each day, with some pieces added or taken away, and others changing location according to Rover, a detailed computer-generated score realized by composer Andrew Culver in consultation with Cage. An interactive computer installation entitled It Is About to Sound by composer David Rosenboom allowed visitors to listen to music by Cage, as well as by composers and musicians Cage admired, including Charles Amerikanian, Joan LaBarbera, Janos Negesi, Eric Satie, and Arnold Schoenberg, among many others. Visitors sampled the contents of its digital archives and sampled three different types of chance operations to select which artists, which excerpts, how long, and in which order to play the fragments. None of the music was altered in any other way. A second interactive computer, Intergrams by Jim Rosenberg, was itself a visual poetry composition tool that enabled visitors to manipulate text blocks to create unexpected poetic phrases. Like the sound installation, it moved throughout the gallery in accordance with the score. A number of live and pre-recorded programs of performances, film and video screenings, and readings included performances by Hirokazu Kosaka, Joan LaBarbera, Janos Negesi, The New Century Players, The Repercussion Unit, Carl Stone, and Paul Zukovsky, and screenings by such media artists as Stan Brakhage and Nam June Paik. A selection of compositions for radio created by Cage and commissioned by Klaus Schoening for the Westdeutsche Rundfunk, or WDR, were presented, including Roratorio and James Joyce, Marcel, Duchamp, Eric Satie, and Alphabet. Per Cage's instructions, something of interest was always taking place in the auditorium. MoCA instituted a special admission policy for Roly Holy Over a Circus. Because of the unique, constantly changing character of this composition, return visits were encouraged through multiple-use admission tickets. The tickets offered holders reduced admission prices on trips to the museum following their initial visit and were fully transferable. In keeping with the chance-generated, non-hierarchical character of this composition, the schedule of performances, pre-recorded programs, and education events related to the circus were announced on a daily basis. A special toll-free phone line provided complete recorded information on the composition and related events and was updated daily throughout the run. Lastly, the publication that accompanied Roly Holy Over a Circus was designed as a box by Catherine Lorenz in consultation with Cage and included separately bound reprints of a selection of Cage's writings, republished articles of interest to Cage, and newly commissioned essays, along with a number of illustrations. In the newly commissioned essays, Julie Lazar described the conception and execution of Cage's Roly Holy Over a Circus. The late Anne Darnancourt, then director of the Philadelphia Museum of Art, examined Cage's involvement with the visual arts in terms of his own creative output. I myself wrote an essay which looked at Cage's evolving thoughts about society. Joan Retallick, a poet and author of a marvelous book of interviews with Cage entitled Music Cage, Cage Muses on Words, Art, Music, examined his use of language. And Mark Swed, music critic and Cage biographer, discussed Cage's later musical works, the so-called number pieces. Julie Lazar and I will speak next week on All Things Cage about Cage's influence on our lives, both past and present, that present now being some 28 years after Roly Holy Over a Circus was created. To complete tonight's program, let's listen to Just to Roly Holy Over, John Cage in Memoriam, a program created by the esteemed audio and radio art producer for the WDR, Klaus Schoening, who frequently collaborated with and commissioned John Cage during his lifetime. When Cage passed away in 1992, prior to witnessing the full realization of his large-scale composition for museum, Mocha invited Schoening to create a tribute to Cage for the Territory of Art radio series, which he produced in 1994. Schoening's Just to Roly Holy Over, John Cage in Memoriam, utilizes excerpts or outtakes from their work together and was completed at the Tone and Tone Studios in Dusseldorf, Germany. Sound engineers were Wolfgang Wessels and Thomas Mueller, with assistance from Nadja Schoening. Executive producer for Mocha's Territory of Art radio series was none other than Julie Lazar. And it should be mentioned that the Territory of Art radio series that she produced for Mocha resulted in the production and international distribution of 50 half-hour original artworks. The mastering engineer here was Chris Solem. I might add that the experience of John Cage's Roly Holy Over, a Circus, was not only innovative and enlightening, but a great deal of fun. The artworks were changed on a daily basis and often in full view of museum attendees. So Mocha's galleries that housed the various movements of Cage's show were always far livelier than I'd ever experienced them. There was so much to do and so much to see, I found myself returning again and again as if the show was ever new. And now on to Schoening's Just to Roly Holy Over, John Cage in Memoriam.
Les mots, idée elle-même de précision et d'impuissant. Langue, sème.
Who comes rather directly from one of Suzuki's lectures, which I thought I understood. Which he went to the board. Haven't I told you this, though, before?
No.
He drew an oval on the board. And
long.
He's put two parallel lines on the left-hand side. And referring to the whole drawing, the two lines in the oval, he said, "This is the structure of the mind." And the top of the oval is the world of relativity, and the bottom is the absolute, or what Eckhart called the ground. And he said the ego has the capacity of closing itself off from its experience, whether it comes to it through the sense perceptions, or whether it comes to it from the absolute through the dreams, it can close itself off. Or it can flow with its experience. It can do one or the other. So it can become closed are open. And if it does this by means of its likes and dislikes, so that if the ego develops its likes, then it will close itself off from what it dislikes. Now, since this design was an oval, and therefore, like Finnegan's Wake, endless, then I thought, instead of sitting cross-legged, which is uncomfortable for me, I can continue writing music, which is going out not toward the absolute, but toward the world of relativity. Mm-hmm. And if I do this faithfully enough, if I do it as though I were sitting cross-legged, then I can go conceivably full circle, and my dreams will change, was my idea. So that's what I've tried to do. There were other things that encouraged me,
these lectures,
which I thought the thing that made me so struck by this drawing about the mind
went to the board.
Haven't I told you this before?
No.
You drew an oval on the board. The remark of an Indian musician who gave me the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna. And that was when I was reading the Huxley book.
And referring to the whole drawing.
When I came to the idea that they were all the same idea.
Said this is the structure of the mind.
She had told me that her teacher
and
had taught her
the oval is the world of
that the purpose of music was to quiet
and
the
bottom
mind
is the
and
is
to
the
make
absolute
it thereby susceptible to ground divine influences.
And he said the
and a
ego
quiet mind
has
the one
capacity
of
closing
and dislikes, and this was reiterated
experience
by Suzuki drawing
whether it
and
comes
closed
to
and
it
open
and
so forth. So I took that as being
whether
true
it comes to it
and I've acted
done
through the dream ever since. And my action took the form
or
practical form
flow with its experience.
You can do making one, music, so it can be
not closed
by choices
or open,
but by asking questions, and
which would
be answered by means of chance combination.
It does
this by means of its likes
then,
and dislikes.
I would have no control
so that
over
if the ego
work
develops its likes.
My work, rather, would have
then
control
it
over
itself
me.
What it dislikes. Now, since this design was an oval, and therefore, like Finnegan's Wake, endless. Then I thought, instead of sitting cross-legged, which is uncomfortable for me, I can continue writing music, which is going out not toward the absolute, but toward the world of relativity.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do this faithfully enough, if I do it as though I were sitting cross-legged, then I can go conceivably full circle, and my dreams will change. Was my idea. So that's what I've tried to do.
Give us a word instead of remaining silent. Subject reality. What would you say? This table's real. Can you tell us what was on the tree? Just to roly holy over, yes, in every way. And yesterday when that man spoke, you said what he said was good.
She had told me that her
didn't
teacher at the top of the oval.
Were you butterfly? Or were you becoming a man?
The bottom is the
in Zen you said most important thing is life.
The ground,
and just just today when this other man spoke, he also said what he said was
closing it.
Again, you didn't object.
From its experience.
Nor did he.
God, whether it comes to it from the perception that is being, whether it comes to it,
but how can you
through the dreams?
In Zen, you said most important thing is death.
Or it can flow.
It is just that in Zen, there is not much difference
between the two. It can be closed or open, but by asking questions. And we answered by means of chance. It does this by means of its likes and dislikes.
I would have no control
so that if the ego develops its likes, my work rather would
like
then impose itself on not a dislike.
I feel as I did before.
Now since this design was
I have no regrets.
And therefore
I'd like to
appear
this.
Then I thought, instead of sitting cross-legged, which is uncomfortable for me, I can continue writing music, which is going out not toward the absolute, but toward the world of relativity.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do this faithfully enough, if I do it as though I were sitting cross-legged, then I can go conceivably full circle, and my dreams will change. Was my idea. So that's what I've tried to do.
Is another story.
Give us the word instead of
the
hour-long radio play, an Irish circus,
which is
this
tape,
as with Duchamp's work, and so with Joyce's.
Can you tell us
this goes for Dubliners and Ulysses too?
Just to roly holy.
I don't understand any of it. Nor do I understand the night sky with stars and moon.
She had told me that her teacher and
the fact we traveled to the moon has given me no explanation of it.
In Zen, he said,
I would be delighted to retrace Basho's steps in Japan, where his nose man,
again,
he made a special tour on foot to enjoy
the
particular views
of the right perception that is being, whether it comes to it, and I help you through the dreams.
In Zen, he
said,
I
just a physical pity, or
a cloud, it is just that in Zen, there is
no
such thing
as choice
or
open.
The J of Joy, just
if it comes of chance, it does this by means of its life
of pity.
I would have no
control.
The
Y of Joy,
the
ego
develops
itself.
My work rather would have been to close itself on a dislike.
I feel as I did.
Now since this design was
I have no
and therefore like
second
way
then also the first
I thought instead of sitting cross
silence
legged, which
is not the absence of sound but
I
is the fact of having changed one's
music,
mind
which is going out
to be interested in
the
sound
the absolute,
that there are
but toward the world
to hear them silence
and if
can
I,
often
if
be
I
very
do
loud.
This faithfully enough if I do it as though I were sitting cross legged then I can go conceivably full circle and my dreams will change was my idea. So that's what I've tried to do.
Another thing
that
they
find, and there are other things that
characteristics that made me so strike as a fast drive. That word is written in such a way, a new word is written in such a way that it can go not just in one direction, but it can go
in
many directions. It's a pun, which is a multiple. The one that I love so much,
when I came to the idea of
nor do I understand, is very simple.
She had told me that her teacher,
the fact we travel by putting an A,
the purpose of the way we can acquire their minds.
In Zen, I would be delighted to retrace to Basho's
and his head and quiet mind.
He brings them back together as a long experience. And that's what makes this book seem to be a whole world.
So I took that as the
good part of it.
And I've acted through the dream ever since. And my action to
get where it was that I read a cloud is just the
Justice. By asking questions, just to become answered by means of chance openness.
It does this by means of its life.
I would have no control over the
greater freedom.
My work rather would have control over me.
Also in Indian thinking, which was the idea of tragedy doesn't
also the first
exist.
Instead of sitting
silently, which is in order to have the separation of God, the fact of man changed by music,
which is going
the world can only be interested in the sound of the absolute when you see the world dance and men as being
silence.
And if
I
and so you have in Zen Buddhism,
if I do it as though I received
Nirvana is samsara.
Then I can go all the way
the goal
full circle. And my dreams will
is where we are already.
Was my idea.
For me, each instant in Finnegan's Wake is more interesting than trying to find out what the whole book is about. To just go into any one word, like that word, laugh tears, and then move out from it as though you had become a pebble tossed into this ocean. I myself enjoy things as long as they remain mysterious to me. When I'm able to understand them to my satisfaction, that is to say, thoroughly, then I'm through with them. I would like to leave things alive and mysterious, if I can. Irish
people are
lovely people.
It was the
day for the month, and I must say I look forward to a return trip to Ireland. I think I'd go immediately to Connemara,
long
in Western Ireland.
It's so beautiful, it's so spacious. Now that I'm
so
old, I don't often see a place
with stars
where I would like to stay, because I know perfectly well that I have a home and I'm looking forward to going back to it, which now is in New York City. But Connemara gave me that feeling that I would like to stay there, just in order to wake up each morning and look out at
the
stark, spacious landscape. Its starkness resembles that of Nevada or New Mexico. But unlike Nevada and New Mexico, a cloud is Connemara, as lake after lake after Joyce, just as the day of Joyce.
One place that was absolutely remarkable was a place called
the V.
We didn't know what that meant. But I still don't
drive.
But there's a kind of a mountain range in the south
that is between Cashel to the north
and Cork to the south.
And
a past that goes to the idea of tragedy does not
exist. And we happened to be there.
And the place was covered, changed,
rhododendrons,
freshly blown.
When you see God and men,
never forget.
In fact,
you have it in Buddhism, the state of nirvana is samsara,
covered with it. And as you drove off into the past,
and my dreams
you were able
is where
almost
we are
constantly
right
to see the entire
for me
country
each instant
laid out
in Finnegan's Wake is more interesting
gone to heaven and the earth was there for you to see
trying to find out what the whole book is about to just go into any one word like that word laugh tears and then move out from it as though you had become a pebble tossed into this ocean. I myself enjoy things as long as they remain mysterious to me. When I'm able to understand them to my satisfaction, that is to say, thoroughly, then I'm through with them. I would like to leave things alive and mysterious, if I can. This is not real time. This is simply a mosaic of ideas that have different lengths and which are related to each chapter and determinations the number of words to be used for each idea is given by chance. I think they deal with the problem that still strikes me as being worth thinking about. That is, how are we to determine our behavior in the society itself?
Darkness resembles that of the dreamer's
sense. Here comes every the number of people in 49 and doubled and twice the and 49 it was as many people as the all would have ever lived in history and that has been done and is now in the process of doubling the cancer
and
a past coming tarred four times as many
we have to be
has ever lived on the planet. And for an
and
we don't know how to be interested in this. And I think that these texts have not fully at all.
If I
sketch it, it would suggest that
though I was sitting here,
this thing,
then I become a wolf
and
it's a way to
behave.
And my dreams are
what the values are. For me, each instant in Finnegan's Wake is more interesting.
And the earth
in each one of our lives, our attitudes, I think,
if
we're conscientious, the change.
Go into any one word, like that word, laughter.
I know my attitude toward music
it
has,
as though you had become a pebble,
has included many changes, and is now
I
coming. I have the feeling that I've,
as long as they
that the
mysterious
music that I'm writing,
when I'm able to understand,
is.
To my satisfaction, that is to say,
oh,
I would like to leave things.
I enjoy listening to it more than I do to my any other work. So that there's been, from my point of view, I feel.
feel that I'm closer to music than I ever was. I do have the ideas, and I have many, many things to work on. I'm very fortunate in my life, not only to have so much music to write, that's the question I have, but...
Nor do I understand the night sky.
Now also the much graphic work. And I'm busy, as you know, finding food to cook, microbiome. That was one of the things that was going to go into the diary, the praise of macrobiotics. And now, as far as medicine goes, I'm devoted to the Chinese herbs.
Do you like perhaps to continue and to finish?
Well, if I did continue
the diary,
the ninth part, would certainly be about acupuncture and Chinese herbs. It's curious that there's no mention of this thing. No. But death becomes a very large part of one's life. Not because of your own death, but because of that of the for so long as you want. I don't think I've mentioned, though I include in the diary so far, we've included a few sausages, not many, whereas those have become a very important part of my writing. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
The trouble is, my attitude involves, as it were, no free time. I have the feeling that I've,
as long as they remain
the
mysterious,
that I'm writing,
when I'm able to understand them,
is.
To my satisfaction, that is to say, I'd like to leave things alive.
I enjoy listening to it more than I do to my any other work. So that there's been, from my point of view, I feel that I'm closer to music than I ever was.